Intensifying attacks on Russia's Ukraine's capital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Russian shelling is getting heavier and closer to the capital of Kyiv today. This morning, an apartment building was hit in the northern part of the city, killing two civilians there and injuring 12 others.
Fox's Trey Yington, Kyiv. Many other cities also bombarded again the day after an airstrike near the border with Poland killed 35 people. An American journalist shot dead in Irpin near Kyiv. Brett Renaud, the friend who was with him at the time, says...
We crossed a checkpoint and they start shooting at us. So the driver turned around and they kept shooting.
Now there's an attempt at talks again today between Ukraine and Russia, which is reportedly turning to China for help. Fox's Simon Owen following this live.
Dave, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is meeting today in Italy with China's top diplomat. And ahead of those talks, a U.S. official says Russia has asked China for military equipment to use in Ukraine. The Chinese government is dismissing that suggestion as disinformation. The U.S. is also warning China against helping Russia evade global sanctions that are hitting the Russian economy hard. The Biden administration says there would be consequences if that happens. Dave.
And Simon, the invasion and those sanctions fueled a gas price surge, but it's leveled off the last few days. AAA's national average for regular remains about $4.32 a gallon. In New York City,
police think they may have a serial shooter on the streets as another homeless man was found gunned down in Lower Manhattan over the weekend. It follows two similar shootings of homeless people, one of them fatal, early Saturday morning by a masked gunman dressed in all black.
Fox's Sal Giangrasso. This is similar to Washington, D.C., where three homeless men were attacked earlier this month and one died. An Academy Award-winning actor has died, William Hurt.
You keep coming after me and then looking down on me. It's starting to drive me batty.
That was Hurt in broadcast news. He won an Oscar for his role in Kiss of the Spider Woman. He was 71. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine's president continues to plea for help to stop Russian airstrikes, but the U.S. is not budging, not willing to impose a no-fly zone. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's This Week.
It is combat. You have to be willing to shoot and to be shot at. President Biden has made it clear that U.S. troops are not going to be fighting in Ukraine.
Last week, Congress approved nearly $14 billion in more aid to Ukraine, but a group of lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, wants to do even more.
In a Sunday release, most of the members of the House's Problem Solvers Caucus took a stance urging the White House to do more to support Ukraine resistance against Russia. The caucus urged transfer of surface-to-air missile systems, drone support, and aircraft for Ukrainian pilots. The caucus specifically mentioned Soviet-era MiG-29 combat jets to defend the airspace. U.S. defense officials have balked at such a transfer, saying it could be construed by Russia as direct American involvement, thus escalating the conflict. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up nearly 400 points. This after the Dow has dropped 5 weeks in a row. A star NFL quarterback not ready to pass up the game after all.
6 weeks after announcing his retirement from the NFL, Brady says he's coming back after all. The 44-year-old Brady plans on returning to the gridiron with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady made the announcement on Twitter. He wrote, "These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come." He ended the tweet with, "Unfinished business, LFG." Brady is a 7-time Super Bowl champ. He'll enter his 23rd season later this year. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
March Madness is upon us. The NCAA tournament field is set. 68 teams. Gonzaga is the top overall seed. Arizona, Baylor, and Kansas also number one seeds. The first four play-in games start tomorrow. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown. A contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.